Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. I'm joined in the studio by Linda Kunz-Auger, who is here from the Ketchikan Small Business Development Center, to tell a bit about the resources available and some upcoming events, workshops, et cetera, et cetera. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Maria.
Thanks. So could you tell people a little bit about the Small Business Development Center, where it is, and what it generally does?
Well, we are located in the historic White Cliff Building on the second floor in Suite 223, and our mission is to advance small business in the state of Alaska, in our region, and in our communities. And we strive to have a streamlined network of interactive tools that are available to our clients and non-clients to use, and the means that we are utilizing to reach out to people is through our website and our tool section. We classify businesses in think, launch, grow, reinvent, and exit stages. And if you click on the top menu bar under tools, you'll find all of those cycles. And when you click on think, for example, it will have a list of resources for you. And it follows through every stage.
And what is the definition of a small business? How small does a business have to be to fit into the definition, I guess, of a small business?
It depends on which source you utilize. There are differing numbers from 100 to 500. So really, we're here in the state of Alaska to serve all businesses, though some businesses may be so large that they wouldn't utilize our services. But if you consider a large business and the offshoot businesses that support that larger business, we're there for those supporting businesses. So in a way, we do assist those larger companies.
And it could also be just a business with one or two employees.
That's certainly true. Yes.
Very small.
Yes.
And what types of, you mentioned the website and things, what other resources do you offer?
We have research that we have a relationship with ProfitSense, which is a financial analysis program that bankers and CPAs use. So with the information that a small business person would provide us, their financials, we're able to generate a narrative report about how their business is doing. We can project out 5 years to see what the trends will be. This program also will run an industry report that shows where their like businesses are, so they can actually compare and see how they're doing with their ratios. So that's one example. With SBDC Net, I can generate a report, say for a coffee shop, and the report will report back what's happening in our community with coffee shops and actually have those competitors listed. It gives trends in the business. And so those are real valuable. And we also have another tool which we just recently brought on, and that's a Eurometer. So that brings in the world, really, world resources. So we're always striving for new tools. We actually have a schedule where we review all of our tools. We're actively introducing tools to each other and checking them out. And you know, if we think that they'll be valuable for our clients, then we add them. And we also do that internally with tools to help us grow as business advisors.
Is there a fee that you have to pay to participate in these things, or are these free services?
These are free, confidential, one-on-one business advising. And another thing that I wanted to add too is that I'm the business advisor in Ketchikan, but we have advisors in Juneau, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Matsu Valley, and the Kenai Peninsula. And all of those people have expertise in different areas. So I may not know very much about exporting. I know enough to be dangerous, but we actually have a exporter who is certified in our organization. So we call upon each other. And so I think that's valuable. It's not just the person sitting in the office. It's we have a multitude of resources behind us, from SBA to America's SBDC to what we have internally, and the people that are contacts that we can call on.
Okay. And am I correct, you have some upcoming workshops and opportunities for people?
We do. And actually next week on Monday and Tuesday, we are holding the Profit Mastery Financial Management Workshop, and it's a 16-hour intensive. You have quite a large workbook that you will actually be working through business scenarios, and by the end, you actually understand a little bit more about your profit margins, your balance sheet and income statements, and how you read both of those together and see the health of your company. There's one exercise that determines what amount of sales is actually really proper for your size business. So some people will set, you know, a $2 million sales goal for the year, but in reality, their business can only support the $100 million. And you've heard the example, I think everybody's heard it, of the business that expands and then they're gone. And that is a perfect example of what may have happened to some of those businesses. So that is really exciting. People can sign up online at our website, which is aksbdc.org, or they can call the office at 225-1388 for more information. And the other ongoing event that we have is every third Thursday, we have a luncheon Learn event at noon, and that is a networking opportunity for people who are in business, people who are thinking of going into business, and it's an open forum where we can discuss issues of common interest, but we also have a little educational component. Last week, I touched on Made in Alaska, and next month, I will be focusing on the Think Stage, and we have designed little rack cards that are actually for every stage of business. And on the Think card, there actually is a checklist of things for the business owner or budding entrepreneur to complete. And all of those are designed to help them better understand their business and eventually better manage their business. And there actually is a little carrot. And the carrot is that if you complete everything that's checked off your list in any stage, you can turn it in and receive $10 off your next class, which brings up workshops. And we have moved towards webinar delivery, and that has been, I think, very well received. It's an opportunity for people who want to learn more. They can go to our website, click on workshops. And the webinars are in the Anchorage. They're out of our Anchorage office. So Anchorage, when you click down for the center that you want to find, you click on Anchorage and webinars, and that'll show you all of the webinars that are available. And you can take them, you know, at home at your kitchen table with your computer or in the office, wherever it's most convenient for you. And I always like to put out, if you don't have a computer, if you don't have a place to take that workshop, the Ketchikan Center has a computer lab, so you can always make arrangements with me. I'll set you up, and you can take that workshop. The Ketchikan Center also has all of our workshops listed as well through the end of our fiscal year, which is September.
Okay, and going back to, is it Profit Mastery?
It is Profit Mastery.
Right.
Yes, you did.
Going back to that, do you need to do some pre-work before you come, or you just show up? You mentioned filling out, like plotting stuff out, but you'll do that in the class?
You do that in the class. It's a guided
opportunity.
They recommend that you bring a calculator because you are doing a math. And so that's really the only thing that's necessary. A lot of people use their smartphone.
Okay.
But whatever they're comfortable with. And then you do have to sign up online. You have to register online. And the course fee is $200. And it actually is a $395 course. But for a limited time, I'm able to offer it for the $200.
Okay.
And you can take the next, if you take one Profit Mastery, you can come to the next one for free. So if you want a refresher, you can do that. So.
And what are the hours of that class?
That is from 8 till 5 with a hour break for lunch at noon.
Okay. Okay. So be ready for a full day commitment.
Or yeah. 2 days. 2 days. Commitment. 2 days.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I'm sure there is, but due to time, I could talk forever about this, but I just encourage people to utilize the center. We are there for them. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Linda Kunzauger from the Small Business Development Center. Again, that is located in the White Cliff Building. You can drop on by and visit if you have any questions.